Once again, for media members on the call, if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we'll work those questions into the coaches as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Hofstra Pride, Joe Mihalik. Good morning, Coach Mihalik.
Rob.
Good morning. Two tough games on the road for you guys, having to travel back south again to Elon and UNCW. I know not real pleased with the Elon game, but you guys certainly played well at UNCW. Kind of reviewed the two games for me last week.
Yeah, 4 out of 6 on the road to start. So, you know, it was a challenging assignment, but, you know, it is what it is. Elon, very good offensive team, shot it very well. Certainly some of those shots that they made, we could have done a better job defensively, but there are some of those shots they made, I thought we did a pretty good job defensively, and they still made them. So, you know, they got confident, and they got some guys that can shoot it. And, you know, again, tip your hat to those guys for making those shots and their offense being better than our defense. Sometimes it's just that simple. Then we go to Wilmington, and, you know, really proud of our team. Played our hearts out with 44 seconds to go. We're down 3. Bryce, I guess it was, made a terrific shot. Not something that he was guarded. I mean, he was off the dribble, a little bit of a step back shot, 20 feet away, and he knocked it down. So again, I'll use the expression, tip your hat. Great shot by a great player. And I don't know, Rob. I hope some people are talking about Wilmington nationally. I don't feel like it's happening. And we got to get that done. I mean, this league's got to get that done. I mean, it's, you know, they should be, I don't know, the talking heads, they got to be talking about Wilmington. I mean, that's, you know, their record's terrific, their RPI is terrific, and, you know, it's we live in a day and age where it's when the season starts, people like Lenardi are putting brackets together. So, you know, we got to get this team talked about because they should be being talked about.
Certainly agree. Having just seen them firsthand, what makes UNCW so good? And then also, what impressed you about your team in that game to be able to, as you said, be right in that game in the final minute?
Well, you know, I mean, they've got they can beat you a lot of different ways. Wilmington, they do a great job at both ends of the floor. They dictate the pace. They got a bunch of guys that can beat you, that can score it. Big guy's playing really well while he compliments his perimeter guys as good as you can compliment them. They got some depth. They're confident. I mean, you know, it's a terrific team. And, you know, to our credit, we just kept finding a way. Our kids just played with as much heart as you possibly can. And we had a toughness that we haven't had every game, every night. But, you know, we had it. So, you know, our guys were, you know, sad, disappointed, and all that stuff, but we walked out of there, you know, at least being proud of how we played.
We're here with Hofstra head coach Joe Mihalik. If you have a question for him this morning, please hit star one on your keypad, and we'll get those questions in as soon as we can. One of the guys who certainly had a nice week for you was your guard, Daron Powers, 21 in points, 8 assists at Elon, and follows it with 20 and 8 at UNCW. He's a guy that sat last year, but has come in and taken over what appears to be a pretty good leadership role for your team. Talk about what he's meant to your program.
Yeah, he is a tough act to follow when you're following Wanya Green, and he's done a good job. He's you know, he you just mentioned the stats, so it speaks to itself. There's you know, he's doing a little bit of everything for us, and you know, he's you know, he gives us a chance every night out.
I know that he was an experienced guy when he came to you, but how much did he benefit from seeing Wanya and how he was able to run your offense and run your team?
Yeah, I think any coach would tell you that. That's the negatives of transferring is you have to sit out, but the positives of transferring is that you learn the system. You play against the players, like in this case, you played against Wanya Green every day. And it can't help but make you better. So, you know, that year, he benefited from that year.
Rokas Gustis had a bit of a tough game at Elon and had a stretch, but seemed to have a breakout game on Saturday at UNCW, 15 points and 16 rebounds in that game. How important to get him going offensively to those type of numbers? I know the rebounds have been there all year long, but to get the offense going along with that.
Well, he sprained his ankle the last play of the Charleston game. and didn't practice at all for Elon. In fact, we didn't know until the tip-off if he was going to play. So he didn't practice Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Of course, Sunday we were off anyway. But so didn't wasn't in the gym Sunday. Didn't practice Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, and then had to go out there and try to play against an up-tempo, up fast-paced team. And so you know, it was tough. It was tough for him to do that. And you know, if people think that's an excuse, that's fine. But it's a fact, not an excuse. Kid Dictus. So you know. That's probably just a little bit of the story there, and then yeah, he's a gamer. He's a gamer. He's he's a terrific player. He's, you know, I mean, he's probably got the ball a little better last year from Wanya, but that's because Wanya had a way of magically getting him the ball. I mean, no one can pass the ball like Wanya Green. Nobody. And he just got the ball to rock in ways and that nobody else could do it. And so, I guess still, even though we're 2/3 of the way through the season, still an adjustment.
You guys hit a stretch now of 5 of 6 at home, starting with Towson and Northeastern this week, and face a Towson team on Thursday that is coming off a couple of wins last week. As you look at that matchup, kind of talk about some of the keys for your team.
Coming up here? I'm sorry.
Yeah, coming up on Thursday against Towson. Yeah. Some of the keys in the Towson game.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Rob. Well, I mean, you know, Towson just, you know, we right away talk about physicality and toughness, and you know, they had a tough start too. They had 3 out of 4 on the road, and they had maybe 3 games in 5 days or 6 days where they were, you know, all over the place, and then, so they had a tough. I mean, they had a tough assignment as well. Well, of course, they're getting it together coming into our game here. You know, Moto, who wasn't, you know, playing as well as he could and as well as he is. He was just player of the week. So, yeah, they got it together. They're physical. They really defend well, extremely well coached. And, you know, we better be ready to, you know, be good in all facets of the game.
All right, Joe, thanks for taking time to join us here this morning and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, Rob.
All right, take care.